It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In John chapter 10, Jesus is speaking to saved people and lost people, to save Jews and lost Jews, to save Gentiles and lost Gentiles, primarily to the Jew in chapter 10. And he says in verse 26, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you." Jesus likened saved people to sheep. The sheep would hear his voice and they'll follow him. Saved people listen to the voice of the Lord. And I've said once before that the word of God is his voice. We listen to him through his word. Well, verse 27 goes on to say of chapter 10 of John, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." We as the saved people of God, we need to be listening to his voice. And as we listen, we follow him. Now, if you're not following him as a saved person, if you've trusted him as your Savior, that means you're not listening. You're not paying attention to what Jesus has to say. You need to be obedient to the shepherd and let him lead and guide your life. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Verse 28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." There's no way that a person is going to lose salvation once they're saved. "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." We're in the hand of the Father. There's no way that anyone, including the devil, is going to be able to open the hand of God to get us out of his hand. And that means that we're protected by the Heavenly Father. Well, I want to call to your attention something here in verse 29. "My Father, which gave them me." Now, there's some perversions today who turn this around. Instead of saying, "gave them me," they'll say, "gave them to me." Well, that's not what it's saying. We who have been born again, we have been given Jesus Christ as Savior. And let's read that verse again. "My Father, which gave them me." Jesus Christ is the Savior. God the Father sent Jesus Christ into this world. You know, John chapter 3 and verse 16. Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save. And who sent him? God the Father. Who gave Jesus Christ to us? God the Father. So "my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all." Now, in a sense, we have been given to Jesus because the Father has seen fit that he sent Jesus. He died for us, and we become his once we've trusted him as Lord and Savior. But the main thing that we need to notice here is that God the Father gave Jesus to us. He sent Jesus into the world. And we need to be praying as saved people for the lost of this world, for those people who have never trusted him as Lord and Savior. We need to be praying that people would receive Jesus as Savior. Now, you may not be able to visit. You may not be able to go out of your house or wherever you're at. But you can pray. You can pray and ask God to send people into the world to help others know him as Lord and Savior. And maybe you can write a note, or you can write a letter of encouragement or a card of encouragement to save people who are doing the work, and to also to unsaved people, letting them know that you're thinking about them. Put a track in that card and let them see how they too can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, you may not be able to do certain things, but you can do something. You can do what the shepherd wants you to do, and he wants you to be obedient to him. Now, he won't put more on you than you're able to bear. In other words, he's not going to ask you to do something you can't do. So you need to be willing to listen. Now, remember, we've read how that the sheep hear his voice and they listen. Well, you need to listen to the voice of the shepherd. And you need to do what he would ask you to do. I don't know what he's wanting you to do. I can only tell you what he wants me to do. But the word of God will speak to your heart and let you know as a saved person what you need to be doing as you follow the shepherd, follow his voice. Verse 29 again says, "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." There's no way that you're going to be lost once you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, because you've been saved. You have eternal life, never ending. And God has given that to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 30, "I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. He's making himself equal with God, they're saying here. That's why they wanted to stone him, because he said that he and the Father are one. Well, they're both God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They have different offices, but they're one. They operate together. They work together because why? They're God. I've said this before, as a human being, I cannot understand certain things that I read, certain things that I hear, and this in particular, how can God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit be one God? I don't understand how that can be, but I know it is, because the Spirit of God has spoken to me. I listen to the voice of God, and I believe the Bible. I believe when it teaches that there is a Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Some say that that's not in the Bible. The word Trinity is not in the Bible, but I guarantee you that the Trinity is in the Bible. And you study the Word of God. When someone says that, they're just telling me that they have not studied the Scriptures, that they are babes in Christ if they've been saved. Now, if they haven't been saved, they need to get saved, and then maybe they'll understand that there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. But a person that they don't understand that, they're not in the Scriptures. And the Bible teaches us that we do need other individuals, other saved people to guide us. How shall they know except someone go to them, the Bible teaches us, and teaches them. Well, that's the reason you need to be in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church, where the Word of God is being taught, where it's being preached, where every word comes from the Word of God. You need to listen to what God has to say. And as a member of a local church, you need to stand up for the Word of God as a saved person. And you need to go to that church who stands on the Word of God and teaches it as thus saith the Lord. Now, you may not understand everything, and I guarantee you're not going to understand it all, but you're going to understand enough to know that you're growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep studying the Word. Get into the Word. And let God bless you richly as you study his word. Verse 32, remember now, they wanted to stone him. Verse 31, Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father." Remember, he had healed people. He had told them about being the shepherd. He had told them that he had been with the Father. He came down from heaven. We've read that in the book of John. He answered them, "Many good works have I showed you." They saw. He did many good works, he said, "from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" He said, "What have I done that you're going to kill me? Why should you kill me? You've seen the works that I've done. They're good works." Verse 33, the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." We see he was equal with God because he is God. He's God the Son, and he's simply telling them the truth. And just as he said earlier in this chapter, they don't listen. They're not listening to what he's saying. Verse 34 says, Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods?" I would remind you that a person who has never trusted Jesus as Savior, they cannot understand the things of God. They cannot really understand the Bible, except there's something they can understand. They can understand that they need a Savior. They can understand that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's everybody. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible goes on to say, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And chapter 10 and verse 13 of Romans says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's what an unsaved person can understand. They cannot really get into the Bible other than knowing Jesus saves. And once they've trusted, once a person has trusted Jesus as Savior, then that person starts understanding the things of God. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods?" Now we back up once again in verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Had they known Jesus as Savior, they would not have said something like this. And I trust that listening today, you listening to me, if you've never trusted him, please do not take his name in vain. That is blasphemy. And that's what these Jews were doing here. Please do not take his name in vain, but reverence Jesus Christ because he is the Savior. He is God. Verse 35. If he called them gods, and this is Jesus speaking, if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Now, if you'll read this, you'll go back and you'll find that the word gods here is not capitalized. That means that that's something that a person raises himself up to be. We'll say gods, a god, a human god. Someone who considers himself very important. Well, it could be any number of things. It could be something or someone that people worship on this earth, but it's not the true God, because this word gods is a small letter. It's not capitalized. Verse 35, if he called them gods, small god, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Jesus Christ said, I'm doing the works of the Father. If you don't believe me, believe him. Because he's the one who's enabling me to do this. Now remember, Jesus listened to the Father. Now he's God, Jesus is God, but he was sent by God the Father to do a certain specific job here, to seek and save those who were lost, and he was following the instructions of God the Father. And he said, I'm doing what the Father wants me to do. If I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. The Bible teaches us that the Jews seek for a sign, but the Gentiles, the Greeks, seek wisdom. These Jews, they had seen signs. Now the Bible says they seek signs. Jesus had shown them that he was God, he was the Savior, by the signs that he was doing here, by the healing of the sick, by letting them know he was the Savior, that he was sent from God. They required a sign, and he gave them plenty of signs. But these people he's speaking to here and who are speaking to him, they did not believe. They would not believe Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and that he was God, and that he is the Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.